Hi, this is Olivia from ExperienceMistress.com. How does cuckolding start? Lots of ways. Here's one cuckolding story that started innocently enough. Okay, let's be blunt here. There are some women who are simply born to have many and varied sexual partners. That would be moi. There are other women that cuckold their men because of sexual dissatisfaction. But rest assured, every cuckolding has a beginning. Some cuckolds struggle with the contradiction of feelings, humiliation, and arousal. Others learn to love their new cuckold role in life. Getting to the joy of being cuckolded can sometimes be a process, as you can read in part one of this cuckold's journey. And now, here's part two. Heading out to the party, it was like she had read my mind. She wore a light Chinese print dress, which wrapped tightly around her well-defined curves. And as we went for pre-drinks in the bar, I could not tear my eyes from her. Neither, I noticed, with some jealousy, could the other men there. Needless to say, we reached the party late and more than a little bit tipsy. I played the big man, buying rounds of drinks, making small talk with people I barely knew, while she chatted and laughed with college friends. After a while, the dancing started, and not being much of a dancer, I lost sight of her. As the lights flickered around, I caught occasional glimpses of my gorgeous girlfriend's body pulsating with the music, until after a time, it began to dawn on me that she was no longer dancing with her girlfriends. She was with a man, very much with him. Brushing her hips against him, leaning forward and whispering to him, running her hands through her hair. I felt a familiar pang of jealousy and frustration. They were making out there on the dance floor. I didn't know what to do. Storming onto the floor would not be cool. And I'm making a dick of myself in front of her and her friends. That's not what I had in mind. But there they were. He had his hands on her hips. Now, her lips were close to his ears. I did the only thing I could do. So I have a question for you. What did that poor guy do? Not what you'd expect. Part three is next. Stay tuned. Or dial 1-800-601-7259 and ask for Olivia.